Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Final hour this week of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Live from the Farmers Insurance Studios, call 1-888-FARMERS. That's 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save on your auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone for the next few minutes? Look at the pictures of food with your friends ate again? Call 1-888-FARMERS. That's 1-888-FARMERS for a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
So big news in the NFL today as we get set for the NFC and AFC championship games. We got Jay Glazer coming up in a couple of minutes. Patrick Mahomes in, Antonio Brown is out. The Chiefs quarterback was cleared today, going through protocol, and was cleared to play, so he is ready to go for the AFC title game. Sean McDermott, head coach of the Bills, said earlier this week, well, we started preparing for both guys, but then we kind of looked like Patrick Mahomes was going to play. So they kind of threw all that Chad Henne prep out the window, which, look, I can't say I blame them because, Mike, we told you if he's practicing Wednesday, he's going to play. That Wednesday was the big day. We said it on Monday. Listen, that's the day to look at. If he's practicing that first day, he's going to play. As time goes on, if he doesn't practice, the chances decrease. But if he's practicing Wednesday, he'll play on Sunday. He practiced Wednesday, and we found out today he's playing on Sunday.
Yeah, I had no concerns here. As much as part of me would have loved to have seen Chad Henne run this offense, just the creativity and see what they could do, and whether he could pull off another one of those big scampers like he did last week, which was just fantastic. Yeah, he was short of the first down, but then that set up one of the more brilliant play calls. They're not going to snap it. And then we saw Tony Romo lose his mind. All right, not going to snap it. They snapped it! Look at, he's getting... So, you know, it's a great moment for all of the football watching public. But yes, Patrick Mahomes will be there. The big question, his toe. Right, that is the thing that lingers. You know, you can get past concussion protocol or just protocol, because I think they left the concussion off. It was just he's in medical protocol, just semantics at this point. But the foot injury is certainly something that hangs with for me. But look, man, we only have three more to celebrate. Let's wrap our arms around him and hug him tight.
Oh, man, the 256 in the playoffs are almost done, Mike Harmon. They are almost done.
Well, I'm at 266, and now we got three more.
Antonio Brown not in. We found this out earlier today. Bruce Arians ruling him out for the game this weekend. And look, I don't think it matters if he plays. If he plays, it'd be great. But it's not like the Bucs don't have a really deep receiving core. It's not like they're not going to run the football well. And it's not like Tom Brady isn't the guy that you have to worry about more than Antonio Brown. It'd be nice to have AB. Great, because the guy's a really good receiver, and suddenly it's another guy to cover. But you're just going to slide guys around, and Scotty Miller's going to catch. You have a deep receiving room there. I really am not that bummed if I'm rooting for Tampa Bay, and you and I both picked Tampa Bay to go to the Super Bowl. I'm not bummed that or feeling that, oh, they're not going to make it because of this injury. This is not like Mahomes with the Chiefs. If they'd love to have Antonio Brown, they don't really need him to win this game.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for when it gets to Antonio Brown is that he's become a nice security blanket. Right? Much like Gronkowski is on occasion. AB's the guy to pick up the short to mid-range catch and yak, sure-handed route runner. Obviously, he and Tom Brady have played a lot of catch in the backyard. Likewise with Brady's kids, I'm sure. You know, kind of like he was throwing dimes to Drew Brees' kids. But same thing. It's like, hey, we're cooking out and you're hanging at the house. So here, let's play catch. You want to have a catch? Let's have a catch.
So
there's plenty of that extra work with him. While you can't be with the rest of your offense, so I think the familiarity has certainly helped in the second half. So that'll be missed to a degree, but when you have two sure-handed tight ends, when you got Gronk and you have Brate, He's the guy I'm triple underscoring as being a key component here. And you have the Rook that can bust one off in terms of a big play too, right? You talk about Scotty Miller, but you also have Johnson that can go deep. And maybe because he's, you know, the eighth option in this offense, that he can make a play. Obviously, I'm exaggerating because otherwise that's too many men on the field and a penalty. But the point being that he's a guy that slips free against your third or fourth cornerback. So look for that and for Tom Brady to do great things.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Live from the Farmers Insurance Studios. We got Todd Furman coming your way from Vegas coming up in a couple of minutes. But I just want to say another moment. You know, I feel for our producer, Justin Frostberg. Listen, he went through a Chargers season in which, you know, they won at the end, but, you know, so many close losses. And, you know, he's having a tough day today as well because, you know, so hey, please have a thought out for him because Kike Hernandez is gone. He has left the Dodgers for a 2-year, 14. No, he's not dead. Tyshirt, what's wrong with you?
Well, I mean, his career is here in Los Angeles, so he had a good run. So we celebrate.
So young.
We celebrate Kike Hernandez and all the great at-bats, all the big moments and the title that he helped bring to this city of angels.
You know, here's the thing. Kike Hernandez going to the Red Sox now for 2 years and $14 million. He was such a clutch hitter in the playoffs for the Dodgers. I mean, the last 6 years, how many big hits did he get? You know, look, he tied Game 7 of the NLCS with a home run last year. The Dodgers went on to win the World Series. He's one of those guys that you don't miss until you get to the playoffs and you go, man, Bellinger still stinks. Nobody's hitting. This is the spot where Kike Hernandez would have a big game, get a big hit, hit a big home run, and really juice up the Dodgers. Regular season, not so much. Dodgers have 13 guys that could play every day. It's amazing, you know, how their farm system keeps bringing guys up that are really good. They just manufacture guys like that. But in the playoffs, when it's a little bit different mentality, it takes a little different kind of dude to get big hits, they'll wind up missing Kike Hernandez. He had a lot of big hits for them. Tons of them.
Well, this is, you know, shark's teeth, right? There were a lot of guys that were still clamoring for at-bats and opportunities in the big leagues. Well, now here's a spot. Go get it, right? We're at rapid expansion, like in The Dark Knight. Crack that pool cue in half and say, make it quick.
You had to say, okay.
You know, I taped the 1966 Batman film was on the other night, you know, with all the villains and the fake shark.
Right, when he uses the bat shark repellent.
Yeah, that's right. That happened to be on the utility belt. Just
right, that's right. Hey, it's a big utility belt. I mean, that original Batman utility belt had a lot of stuff in it.
Well, you know, if you go to the museum in Hollywood, there's many of them. But there's one in particular that actually has a whole Batman exhibit, and it has the bat shark repellent can.
Yeah, bat utility belt greater than Steve Trevor's, you know, fanny pack, 100%.
No question about it. Better than Steve Rogers, too. West.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Joining us now on the hotline, our man in Vegas. You can catch him Monday through Friday. He is the lead actor on Fox Bet Live. Also, check out his podcast, the Bet the Board podcast. A guy coming off a Thursday night in college basketball, the NBA, and the National Hockey League. What did you go, 8 out of 9, Todd Furman? Did you go 8 out of 9 last night on your bets?
8 out of 9, and not a bad night at the betting window when that's the case. Unfortunately, I didn't follow it up with quite the performance this evening, and when you use your big bet in the NHL on Fox Bet Live and they lose a game 7-0, it may not bode well for my Monday with Cousin Sal, Clay Travis, and Miss Rachel Bonetta.
So what was your loss, the Knicks? Did you have the Knicks losing to the Warriors?
No, I actually picked the Kings in that game. Thought that the Knicks could be a little bit flat on the heels of their dominant performance last night against Golden State. But to the Knicks' credit, when you keep Sacramento under 100 points, that should normally be good enough to win. Just over 100, I should say. But I guess when you only score 94 against one of the league's worst defenses, it's a bit of a problem.
Speaking of bad defense, are people jumping off the Brooklyn Nets as quickly as they came on?
You know, I think they're going to garner all sorts of attention at the betting window. It's not as though the Bucks have looked like a juggernaut by any stretch of the imagination to try and make a case to be the team to beat in the Eastern Conference. When you look at Brooklyn winning outright as a short home underdog earlier in the week, and then, of course, the Bucks having that performance Thursday night against the Lakers that reminds you why there still is a gap between the East and the West. So Brooklyn by default still has that top billing. We'll see when this trio actually all gets on the court together, but they should hope that they don't see the Cleveland Cavaliers somewhere on down the road, as Cleveland's now beaten them each of the last two meetings.
Well, that's what I mean. They lead this playoff series now 2-0. I mean, what, game three is on Sunday, game four is on Wednesday. This is kind of a stranglehold they have on this series.
You know, who knew that Colin Sexton and Andre Drummond could be the dynamic duo that could dethrone three of the marquee scorers in the NBA? But as we saw from Steve Nash as a player, and clearly we're seeing from the current construction of his team, defense is optional. When you give up 125 in the NBA, you may be able to count on scoring 130 some nights, but if the shots aren't falling, that becomes a very difficult mountain to climb.
Now, obviously, the business at hand, the NFC and AFC title game set for Sunday, Todd, and the Patrick Mahomes won't he question has been answered, but how well will he? What do we get? Is there any noise that's come into the line this week because of any level of uncertainty?
Not really. You saw this market pretty much stabilize itself at 3 throughout the course of the week. And even when Patrick Mahomes was upgraded earlier today, modest movement. Some books out here in the desert went to 3.5. But a lot of shops held strong at a field goal. They're going to wait for some money to push them one way or the other. And while I think we can expect Patrick Mahomes to be out there at 80-85% at minimum, the bigger question for Kansas City is, will they have anyone capable of running the football not named Darrell Williams? Le'Veon Bell and Clyde Edwards-Helaire appear to be long shots potentially to be out there. Sammy Watkins, we're not quite sure of his availability. And there's a couple nagging injuries, I should say, in that Chiefs secondary that could rear its ugly head against the Buffalo Bills offense that's been extremely pass happy, considering Buffalo has run the football on a less than one-third of its offensive plays so far this postseason. So interesting game all around. Josh Allen has clearly been dynamic as an underdog in his short NFL career, and on the road, I think this Bills team that can play with reckless abandon. And let's see if they have a few unique wrinkles in their arsenal for this game, something they didn't have back in week 6 where Kansas City ran the ball for 260-plus yards.
All right, so Todd, at the end of this weekend, if I said, okay, what do you like with the number this weekend, National Football League, where are you going?
So I'd be making a case for just the total, and that'll come in the early game between Tampa and Green Bay. The number has gotten away a little bit, but Green Bay has been one of the more dynamic offenses we've seen in the NFL in the first half in the last 20 years. And to put that in historical context, only two teams have been more prolific scoring before the break, and that would be the 2007 New England Patriots and the 2016 Atlanta Falcons. When you look at this Tampa defense, I think some of their deficiencies in the secondary were masked last week, knowing that Drew Brees couldn't beat them over the top. Green Bay may not be able to run the ball all that consistently against this stout defensive front that, with Vita Vea in the mix, even if he's only out there for a limited snap count, provides a much more formidable challenge. So I think you're going to see Green Bay throw the ball early. And Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers have been on the same page all season long, especially at Lambeau and when they work off the script. I think the Packers score at least two touchdowns in the first half. So I'll go over 13.5 Green Bay Packers team total there in the first 30 minutes.
It's funny. I was just starting to look at team total points. Packers at 13.5, the Bucks at 10.5 for the first half total. I think this one is going to be the loss of Antonio Brown big, but you mentioned Vita Vea, which sounds almost like Vincent Vega, like we're hanging out in Pulp Fiction a little bit if you say it really fast. But for Tom Brady, any prop bets that jump off the board to make things a little more interesting? Because we only have 3 games left, Todd. We need all the action we can get.
I think when you look at some of Tom's numbers that are out there, and knowing that the strength of this Green Bay defense is its secondary, you're going to get a decent price on a yes-no prop with Tom Brady to throw an interception. I would want to pay attention to Kevin King's status, though. He actually was a DMP earlier today, and that could change the dynamic for some of what Green Bay is going to be able to do. When you look at Tom so far this postseason, he hasn't been asked to do a heck of a lot. I know the numbers were great against Washington, but last week against the Saints, he was able to lean on the two-headed monster in the backfield as Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette combined for more than 100 yards on 25 carries. And I think when you look at the touchdown pass number, 2.5, you have to lay substantial price to go under. Asking Tom to be able to throw the ball in the red zone if this game turns into a track meet, it's a little bit of a square approach, but at over 2.5 touchdowns at plus 150, I think there's a little bit of an opportunity. I made it a shade lower. It's not a bet that I love by any stretch of the imagination, but I think there's some opportunity to be had, especially if Tampa's playing from behind.
Todd Furman with us, our insider in Vegas, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Farmers Insurance Studios. All right, what do you like tomorrow night, McGregor or the Diamond?
Well, when you look at this fight, I mean, I'm not going to try and get too cute. The real question becomes is what type of prop opportunity do you have, knowing that Conor took care of business inside of, what, about 90 seconds the first time these guys did battle? And when you look at the where this price opened at minus $1.75 being bet up to $3, that's not recreational bettors that want to put up $3 to make one. What will happen here is the casual fan will look to bet the underdog in Poirier, hoping that they can put up a little bit to make a lot. Those that want to back Conor will most likely parlay it to the NFL games taking place on Sunday. But when you look at his demeanor leading up to this fight, his physical conditioning and everything else, I get the feeling you're going to get a very focused Conor. This was a hand-picked opponent that he knows he can take care of, and we're going to be destined, hopefully, for a little showdown between Conor and Khabib somewhere down the road, as I know that's the fight that Conor wants more than anything else.
You can follow him on Twitter at Todd Furman. That is at Todd Furman. Check him out Monday through Friday, the lead actor on Fox Bet Live and the Bet the Board podcast. And few people are as hot as Todd Furman right now when it comes to prognosticating whether he picks the Knicks or not. Todd, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you, buddy.
Always a pleasure, gents. Enjoy the games this weekend.
See you, buddy.
You know, Todd's got me a little upset now because I keep thinking about tonight being a missed opportunity for the Knicks, but it's the second night of back-to-back, so
I know,
they weren't gonna score. You know,
you should have bought into some player props for Julius.
I should have.
That's really what it comes down to, because I'm looking at, you know, for the championship games, there's a number of hundreds of bets they can get on any combination of scores, first score. He brought up the halftime total, which I was actually, that was the next thing I was going to ask him about. Like, I had just scrolled down to the prop saying, all right, do we get a high scoring first half? And sure enough, he was on it. It's like a mind meld. I've known him so long.
Can I get a prop bet for Julius Randle for awesome? That's the first thing.
Well, what does awesome mean to you? Is that 25 and 15? Is that 30 and 12? I mean, I don't know.
It's near triple-double every night, and it's just being awesome. That's how it is. Just awesome.
Julius. That's what should Julius. Be on the back
One
of his
name.
Jersey.
Just Julius. Yeah, it just says Julius on the back. That's what
Sorry, we know you are very proud and love your surname, but we're going to have to leave that off because we know you as Julius.
Yes. And you know what? You call James Dolan. He will make that happen. As soon as he's done recording his new album, he will make that happen.
He's laying down a tasty guitar lick right now.
Twitter at How About a Fresca? Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We are live, as we always are, from the Farmers Insurance Studios. Hey, don't forget, pros sign up to become a Lowe's Pro Loyalty member by January 25th, and you'll get up to $100 off federal tax preparation when you file through TurboTax. Enroll today. Get your savings at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. That's lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. More terms apply. United States only. Coming up next, we'll remember one of the biggest anniversaries in NBA history. Plus, tell you who's going to the Super Bowl from the AFC. We like the Bucks. Is it going to be the Chiefs? Is it the Bills? Is it the Jets? That's next, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
We are live from the Farmers Insurance Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS. You can save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. Well, before we give you our pick for the AFC Championship game, it is one of the biggest anniversaries in NBA history. It is 15 years ago today that this happened.
Kobe Bryant, 28 for 46 from the field. This would be 18 for 20 from the line. And an 81-point game. 55 in the second half. Ladies and gentlemen, you have witnessed the second greatest scoring performance in NBA history.
There was Billy Mack on the call. The 81-point game from Kobe Bryant is going to be legendary for the rest of time. And I'll tell you, Mike, this is why every time I see somebody with 58 points after three quarters or 60 points going to the fourth quarter and they wind up sitting because the team is winning by too many points. Give the guy a chance to get 80 or 85, and it's a legendary night that he will never forget, that will live forever and be celebrated and become one of the most iconic moments in NBA history. Yet we see it all the time. A guy's got 62. Yeah, but you know they're winning by 25, so he's going to sit in the fourth quarter. No, this is the guy's night. Put him in. See if he can get to 80. See if he can break Kobe Bryant's 81, whether it's Carmelo Anthony or Steph Curry or Klay Thompson. Whoever, you got to leave these guys in to see if they can do it. Give them a chance to be absolutely immortal. I don't get it.
Well, you have that one chance at immortality, right? You're not, I mean, Kobe said, hey, I could have gotten 100 if I'd just shot a little better in the first half. Only had 26 points at halftime. Only. You think about some of the great performances. Obviously, you and I in year eight of the show, we've been on air for a number of them. Kobe with his 60 on his final game comes to mind as a, wow, what are we watching here? Because initially, right, he was 0 for 5 from the field. So it's, what are we watching here? And how bad can this get? Instead, it became a citywide party and certainly around the Fox Sports radio studios as people danced in the hallways. Really creepy kind of thing going on there. But with each free throw, with each shot made, I was waiting for foam fingers and beers to flow as we got closer to the end of that game. But, you know, Carmelo Anthony and his big night, it's always going to be a what if. Because if he doesn't get a title, that would have at least been a claim to fame. Right? He'll go to the Hall of Fame. He'll be the guy in the headband. He'll be the guy that had the great comeback after being out of the game. But if he topped 81... I mean, he's medal stand, buddy, and now he's not.
Well, Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Hey, call Farmers Insurance right now for a quote. Time now to give you our AFC Championship game picks. Both Mike and I like the Bucks. I got a feeling we're on opposite sides of this one. I'm going to take the Chiefs. Mahomes is going to play. We know this. The game will be very similar to last week against Cleveland. Kansas City gets out fast. Buffalo gets hit between the eyes a little bit. Buffalo will keep it close as they settle down because Buffalo is a fantastic team, but Mahomes is going to be enough. One of those games where the Chiefs are up by 11, the Bucks get the Bills get a touchdown, Mahomes leads them down for a touchdown for more points. Every time the Bills get closer, Mahomes always has that closer mentality of, this time we have the football, we got to push that lead back out to 11, 13. Defensively, the Chiefs have enough surprises for Josh Allen to slow him down enough. They'll have at least one big stand that's going to be a crusher for Buffalo. The Chiefs win. They go to the Super Bowl. I'm saying Kansas City, 31-26.
31-26, your final score, huh?
Yeah,
I'm gonna find what that prop bet was for that particular score, because you know what, you can bet it.
You can
dream it. You can bet it. Look, I'm on the other side. I got the Bills. Some semblance of a running game in theory as we go, and that's the thing that scares me a little bit about them is, other than Josh Allen, who's running the football, and will they even Brian Daboll, I wonder if that didn't cost him the Charger job. You didn't even bother to run the ball in the first half. What are you doing? but I'm looking at Josh Allen. I'm looking at his receiving core. Gabriel Davis, obviously, on the injury report, you heard from Steve, but expecting him to go and give it a run. And with Kansas City, Mahomes' toe will limit him, right? That dancing he does to gain extra time, I think he can be got. And running the football, they're going to struggle. So give me the Bills taking care of their red zone efficiencies and moving on to the ship, literally, to play Tampa Bay in Tampa.
There we go. It's not a ship. It's not a thing. Okay.
There's a ship in the end zone. They're going to take it over like pirates.
Our Best Of podcast goes up about 10 or 15 minutes from now. You want to check it out. It is on iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Rate us, subscribe. Thank you so much for increasing our podcast by nearly 50% year to year. Again, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can get it. iTunes, the iHeartRadio app. Go do it. We will love you forever and ever and ever. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. We'll see and talk post-game on Monday. Jonas Knox is next. Fox.